This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. It is time to get to the mixed bag here on QAM. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. 104.3 WQAM on YouTube, Miami 104.3 WQAM on Twitch. We'll start off with the man they should call the accountant because he came back and told Texas A&M, insufficient funds, my friend. Reuben Bain is what he had to say on his performance.
Like I said before, I don't take kindly to disrespect, man. I had my reminder on my phone, so all 2 weeks, last 2 weeks, I was on that. I was ready to play some football. You know, some guys was in the media saying some things they shouldn't have said, but, you know, they did, so God bless them. They were just writing checks they can't cash.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
What a delight. What a performance by Reuben Bain in the Canes' win. He was a menace.
I mean, it's not, it wasn't even close. Mm-hmm. Like, I would say that it's easy to talk trash without that guy standing in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
I bet he won't talk trash no more.
His Instagram live in the post game was much more unfiltered. But you guys can go look it up. We can't play that.
Yeah.
We can't play that.
That's you got to eat it.
Yep.
If you don't do that, you got to eat it.
Mark Fletcher. Great game.
Is it me or does Reuben Bain look like he's 35 years old? Yeah.
35? Yeah. More 45.
Yeah. He looked like that old uncle that talked trash, that strong as an ox. You know, everybody got that old, strong uncle.
A lot of people were getting cute, too. They were like, I don't know about his wingspan, if he can make it in the league. A lot of that was chirping, too. He's like, okay, cool, dude. Watch this. Watch me wreck this game. Him and Mesidor.
Hold my beer.
Yeah, great call, guys. Good job by the evaluators.
You know, they've said that a lot about a lot of people. And I would say we should be over that now because we've certainly blew by the short quarterback thing.
Yep.
And I would say at some point you got to be able to turn on that film and look at the way a man plays and determine whether he's going to be a good player at the next level or not. Not measure all the things that have nothing to do with his ability or his ability to play on the field and then determine whether he can play based on that. So to the people that watch film and evaluate players based on watching film and not looking at 40s and 225s and arm length and all that, you're going to have a better team sooner. I just believe that.
Mark Fletcher had a great game. This is what he had to say to ESPN after the win.
Mark, this game was a defensive slugfest. What was your reaction to how this one ended with that Malachi Toney touchdown and then the Bryce Fitzgerald interception to seal it?
Yeah, we just dogs. We knew this was going to be a dog fight. That's a hell of a team. Extremely talented, all phases of football. We knew we was going to come here into a dog fight, and it's just fighting to the end. That's what we did.
And this team wouldn't have been able to win without you running the way that you did. How are you able to find so much success against this defensive front?
The O-line, the wide receivers, and the tight ends. I told them, y'all just get hats on somebody and I'm gone. That was all them. I just had the ball in my hands.
We know that you're a kid from Miami. How much does it mean to you to have played such a role in bringing this program back to prominence in their first playoff win?
It's just a blessing. I was at the lowest point of my life, and this university just fed everything into me, and I just want to get everything I got back.
We know that mom is here. She drove here from Miami, and we know that your dad is watching from above. You text him before every single game.
Every game.
What did you say to dad today before the game?
I just said, I love you and be with me. We got our tradition. I eat oatmeal. Hey, first meal before every game, send him a picture of my oatmeal, text him I love you, and then let's just be with me. He was with me today, as he is always.
I'm sure he's so proud of you. Congrats on the win.
I appreciate you. God bless you.
Damn. That's Goosey's fan.
Can I say this?
I know what you're thinking, Leroy.
Hmm? Like, I hate, and I'm going to call it low-hanging fruit, because I hate when reporters go for the sympathy pop. We all know what that man does, right? That's his own thing with the relationship he had with his family. Everybody knows the story. Everybody knows what he does. For you to go live and do that on TV to try to get a pop, right? It becomes like I don't like her doing it. I understand him answering it and whatever. But that's kind of, we've heard the story. That's a private thing, you know? And
okay.
I just wish they would leave it alone.
It's fine.
I agree. Like
that's like you, everything was going good and you had to just, it's your job to get some kind of emotion out of him.
Yeah, it's like he just had a great game. They just won a thrilling game. And then you kind of, even though you want to bring some, I guess, human element to it, but that's kind of a downer, you know? It's kind of like you're being a Debbie Downer all of a sudden. So.
I'm trying to say you guys are kind of being Debbie Downer for a Goosey's moment, to be honest with you.
But you see, these are one of these times where everybody wanted to feel good, right? But to me, the moment was once he went through all the stuff that he did and him wanting to give the University of Miami everything,
mm-hmm.
right? Then that was the Goosey's part. But to just keep going and pulling at it, all right. My own opinion.
It is your own opinion.
Okay.
You're entitled to your opinion.
All right. If we ever had one of those moments in our lives, and every time something good happened, somebody would go back to that. I don't know if we would feel the same way. You know, you'd feel more like I did.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, like, it is one of those things. This is the biggest stage Mark Fletcher's ever been on, though.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So I don't think he would take offense to sharing emotion of something that's a big deal in his life. Right. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Again, it's your opinion. You read it one way. I read it another. I don't really want to quibble about it because I can't tell you how to feel or Vlad to feel.
Right.
But for me, thought it was Goosey's. Thought it was awesome. I think it's cool that he gets to share that stuff with his dad. About his dad, you know?
With his dad. Share it with his dad.
I agree.
You know?
Share it with his dad, not with us. I think that's, like, personal stuff that...
But a lot of people, I mean, not everything is in it for everybody. Like, people do like to share that stuff out there, you know?
Yeah, but
and it was
but what I would say is this, and I think this is where we're on the same page, but we're not, is using that moment to determine that is maybe what I have a problem with, you know? Because you kind of catch him in a position where he's almost has to share it,
I guess.
You see what I mean? Like, at that moment, to do it there. It's not a situation
My best guess, though, Leroy, is these kids are in production meetings and things like that. I think that they probably know, like, that's something that they've probably shared with the reporter anyway. You know, like, I could tell you from, you know, like, when we're doing, like, stuff for fights and stuff, like, you'll get those stories. Like, I had a fighter whose brother died right before the fight, and he wants to share that about his family, too.
Like, I just went at it from kind of like,
what do you feel? How you feel? I'm not going to bust you
like,
for it.
I don't think it's always a person's job to tug on someone else's emotions to make a moment, especially a moment like that after that game. That's all I'm saying. It should be about the game.
Mario Cristobal, this is what he had to say to ESPN after the win.
Coach Malachi Toney fumbles the football.
Oh, there we go with the drive-by.
I think that was...
to ask first about your family. Before the game, you were all business, but celebrating right now, what does this mean to you? What does this mean to you this moment?
Just more validation. Again, we have a group of guys that, look, this means my boy. This means everything to them, and they made a decision 40-some-odd days ago to change the narrative. And, you know, we built this team from the trenches out. Physical, tough,
buff.
More than anything, they're great human beings.
We love you, baby.
Let's go. But all glory to the big guy upstairs. Thank you for just the effort of our guys. They're just different.
You had a vision when you came back to the University of Miami. How does this vision compare to what you're feeling right now?
I mean, this is awesome. It's a next step, right, in validating what we came here to do. So obviously we're excited. By the time we end up walking in the locker room, we'll start thinking about the next one. But again, number two, I should say, credit to them. That's a great football team over there. They're physical. This environment is second to none. But the Miami Hurricanes are just getting started.
We're about to go to Malachi Toney. What did he show you in the fourth quarter after the fumble, and then he comes back with the game-winning touchdown?
What he's shown all year long. I mean, he's unfazed. He's unaffected. He trusts his teammates. His teammates trust him. When that ball came out, look how many teammates ran to him and said, "Hey, man, you'll be all right. You'll be back."
There you go. That was Mario Cristobal to ESPN after the win. And, of course, in the middle of that, first his son was there, and then Michael Irvin came and gave him a big
and took over.
Gave him a big smooch on the cheek. Very big.
I'm glad you found your chair, Leroy.
I know. It just
struggled there for a bit.
Yeah, I was like, what
the the recoil on it was like a shotgun.
I really wish your camera wasn't so grainy. That
yeah.
was perfect.
Internet in the building sucks today, huh?
Yeah, today.
It's on holiday already? It's on holiday?
You know what's funny?
What's up?
Nobody's in the building. Yeah, we get the note. Oh, we're closing the offices Wednesday for the holidays.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank
you. I think that everybody's taken that already.
They've gotten the note on that. Oh, man. Crazy. What a win by the Canes. Awesome moment. Cannot wait for Ohio State and the slate coming up.
Tobin.
Yes, sir.
There's a lot of pressure on the Canes.
You don't have to tell me,
no,
dude.
No, because look, the state of Ohio has owned the city of Miami this whole year. The Cavaliers whooped the Heat's ass. The Browns and the Bengals have beaten the Dolphins in both encounters they've had.
Huge games.
Yeah, man, you can't beat them. And they already have the Miami. Already have Miami of Ohio.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal.
Can't have them beat you again.
Blaine, all that is irrelevant. All that crap didn't mean nothing. This means something. Now, I would like to not think that everybody going to start talking about what happened in 2001.
Possible.
When none of the players on the team were alive.
I was there.
When none of the players on the team were alive.
Terry Porter cost me a ring.
When none of the players on this team were alive.
Terry Porter cost me a ring.
Forever.
Again.
Joe Zagacki, not a national champion play-by-play guy because of Terry Porter.
Again.
Don Bailey Jr., not a national champion color commentator, radio color commentator because of Terry Porter.
Okay.
They've all heard the stories, Leroy.
I know.
I think they're going to get this.
I understand that, but I'm just like.
Back-to-back championships.
Let's move.
Because of Terry Porter.
Okay.
going to reiterate that man's name until December 31st.
You can fight it, but they're going to play it a gazillion times. And it's not going to just be Miami, by the way. They're going to play that on ESPN.
You think? Too.
Oh, what? Of course. By the way, there's going to be a whole package with it on game day. Of course, dude.
By the way, ACC Network, the Hurricanes are in. Stop showing Hurricane games every damn day.
I don't think they have anything else. Who else are they proud of?
They got ACC basketball they can show. What are we doing? You know what?
Canes won last night?
Yes, they did. They beat North Florida.
Killing it.
Bro, they showed the Canes Louisville game this morning.
Did they really?
Yeah. I'm like, what? Why are we still showing Canes games?
ACC's got to get their stuff together.
Don't worry. I got to tell you. They question their coaches' moves just like we sometimes question Mario. Should be an interesting setting.
Him and Ryan Day?
I mean, they've been trying to fire Ryan Day for 3 years.
I can understand.
He lost to Michigan. They're like, he's over. We need another Kane win. Then he win the national championship. They're like, oh, we love him.
He's good now. He beat Michigan. He's got a national championship.
I asked the question last week.
He got Sharon Moore fired. He's good.
I asked the question to people in Ohio because they said, we don't care. We lost to Michigan. We don't care about the national championship. We lost to And so I asked him, would you rather beat Michigan and not win a national championship or lose to Michigan and win a national championship? Right?
I don't know, but I'll tell you one thing. What? If this year is a year where the Canes obviously want to win the national championship, but along the way, if they're able to beat Notre Dame, Florida, Florida State, and Ohio State,
right?
I don't know if there could be.
Is there any more? There's no more. Once you get past Ohio State,
Alabama.
Yeah, not.
You think Alabama's going to make it?
Well, they would face the Georgia Ole Miss winner, right?
Yeah, they beat Georgia.
I mean, task at hand. I can't even wrap my hand around this, but no. Like this is like rivalry infinity stone. If you get Ohio State, like, man, take a break. Final hour coming on up. Get you caught up with your headlines. We're back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple.
Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.